Welcome to the Pleasure Justice Podcast. Here we are redefining our wellness journeys to include our pleasure, our justice, our healing, and our joy. I'm Kathleen, and I'm really excited to have you here, our community of folks creating and holding safe space to heal and to journey back home into our bodies. This episode, we will be discussing childhood wounds. And this was actually requested by a listener, and I'm really excited to record and share. I'll be honest, this is actually really difficult for me to talk about as I'm still processing and doing a lot of that healing work. But let's do it. It's a safe space. We got the tools, so we're gonna do it. And before I begin, I wanted to wish everybody a happy Pride. Be who you are for your pride. Happy Pride to all my queer listeners. I love y'all. We are the baddest bitches to ever even walk this earth. And if you ask me, my theory is that everyone is queer, just like nature, all of nature is queer. But I'll save that for another episode. Today we are talking about wounds, and so let's jump right on in. Let's take a real deep breath, the deepest breath you've taken all day. Thank you. So, childhood wounds. The other day I was on the Pleasure Justice Instagram, and I was just sharing how, yo, sitting in my shadows, I realized that I'm the problem. It's me. I'm the menace. I'm the problem. And not to like shame myself at all, but just sitting and doing some shadow work and realizing how my wounds have bled on others. And just the way I've showed up in space, these childhood wounds have really impacted my ability to be present, my ability to feel safe in my body, my ability to name my needs clearly. The list can go on, and like this bleeds into relationships, into the workplace, into friendships, into all types of dynamics. And if you're raising children, can you imagine? So we're going to jump right on in. If you are doing any type of work around social work or social justice, there is a training called ACES. I recommend everybody to take that training. ACES stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. And this basically is a traumatic event that occurred in your childhood from ages 0 to 17. And this includes domestic violence, physical violence, parental abandonment through separation or divorce. I'm going to include death. I'm going to include abandonment if you've ever been away from a parent for a long period of time while you were young. A parent with a mental health condition, being the victim of abuse, physical, sexual, or emotional, being the victim of neglect, physical and emotional, a member of the household being in prison, growing up in a household which there are adults experiencing alcohol and drug use problems, etc., etc. So basically trauma you experience from ages 0 to 17. And I want to include, since your brain is not completely developed until 25, I feel like it's 0 to 25. These are the developing years of your life. And when I took this training, I was like, oh shit, Like, oh shit, 'cause even a baby can experience a traumatic event. This is a baby who's maybe 6 months, 3 months. Depending on what's happening in their surroundings, what's happening in their surroundings, what they can see, the training showed how babies were being traumatized. And so we don't think about babies experiencing trauma. We think about like 3, 4, 5 years old. And so you can imagine, I was kind of like, that training opened the door for me to investigate my trauma. And I think it just opened the door to so much. And I began to really be conscious of all the things that have impacted me. And I recommend that training for everybody. The thing about ACEs is that folks who experience more than one, four or more, are more likely to have heart disease, frequently visit the doctor, develop type 2 diabetes, have committed violence in the last 12 months, have health-harming behaviors, high-risk drinking, smoking, drug use, have been in prison. So there are risk factors. Basically, if you've experienced any form of ACEs, you are more likely to increase your chances of early death. And that was what blew my mind in the training. I was like, early death? Based on trauma you may have experienced as a baby or in your developing years. So that politicized me, that awakened something in me to really be investigative towards what the fuck did I go through and how is it showing up now and how is it impacting my life. I don't know if y'all have heard the phrase, I think therapists say this, but basically, how whatever age you experience your trauma, that is where you have emotionally stopped growing. So you could be in a relationship with a man who presents as 28 years old, but emotionally is 6 years old, right? Same for you, same for anyone. Just using that as an example. So yeah, I was on Instagram and I saw this therapist who shared this post, and it says children who didn't develop emotionally became adults who rush to solve, dismiss, or invalidate feelings because they weren't taught how to cope with them, isolate themselves when they need emotional support because they felt alone in their emotional world growing up. And I wanted to expand on this too because I wrote about this in my journal a few years ago where I was saying how, because of the trauma that I experienced, I couldn't share that with anybody. And so I kept this secret. And keeping such a secret while you're young, you grow up very lonely, like very lonely, holding that by yourself. And so I was so surprised. I actually started getting choked up reading this because it's true. You isolate yourself because you needed emotional support that you never received, and you grew up and felt alone in that whole emotional world because you couldn't tell anybody what you went through. It's really dark. It's like I'm like, yo, that's really dark, really sad. So the next one is feel empty, flawed, and like the odd one out because they were never truly seen or understood. The next one reads, struggle to communicate their needs. My God. Because they were taught to please others at the expense of themselves. Come on. Struggle with feeling worthy and lovable because they didn't receive enough attention and affection. Live in survival mode and have difficulty trusting or relying on others. I spoke a little bit about survival mode in a past episode, our bodies were not created to live in survival mode, like where you're constantly bracing for something, a traumatic event, you're constantly bracing for worst case scenario. Your body is bracing, your nervous system is actually not created to sustain that for a long periods of time. And so that has implications on your physical health. Okay, the next one reacts from their wounds because their experiences were never processed. If you never got a chance to process your shit, any type of trigger, you're going to react from that space. You're going to react from what you went through and not what you're currently going through. Even if you get a trigger now, you're going to be reacting from that place that was never healed. And so you can imagine how all of these examples are ways that your wounds that are left unresolved bleed into your relationships, bleed into your parenting, bleed into your workplace, bleed into all of the ways in which you exist here and now. And that was fucking me up. I was like, damn, I'm really the problem, huh? Like, I'm really like the, like, it's just really fascinating to me, all of these things. And I say all that not to sound like negative or Debbie Downer, but I think it's really important for you to spend time in your grief, in your wounds, like really learning from it and diving deep into it to learn about yourself, to reparent yourself, and to give your inner child what you were not able to receive from your parents. And yeah, I mean, therapy is not always accessible. Somatic therapy is not always accessible. It's expensive. And so I wanted to share some tips, tricks. I ain't licensed nothing, but these are things that have gotten me to really journey back into my body, begin to process, to heal, and to move forward. And one of the things that I do is movement therapy. Dance, yoga, working out. Literally, trauma is stored in our body in a physical manner. It's stored somewhere, right? And by moving my body, I'm able to move that energy, move that trauma out, sweat it out, whatever it is, be able to like really alchemize it. I love to do so through dance, through yoga. Yoga is number one, baby. Like yoga, especially hot yoga. I'm going to drop a code, a ClassPass code in the show notes so you can go to hot yoga for the free so you can try it. But yoga really is about mind, body, spirit and just releasing that and coming back into our body. And so you can have like a movement ritual where you first center, breathe, connect to your breath, set an intention. Right? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to move? What do you want to release before you do the movement? And just flow into it. Another thing that I really love to do is a releasing ritual. So I will write it all out and burn it and release it back into the ground. Whether it's a person, whether it's a specific traumatic event, just getting it out. Because sometimes it's inside of us and it sits inside of us, right? And so getting it out in the physical, naming it out loud, like, yo, this shit happened to me. Writing it down, like, this happened to me. I am a survivor of whatever the fuck. And getting it out and doing whatever it is you want to do. Burn it, flush it, all the things. Create a ritual for yourself. And the last thing that I love to do is to journal. I really love just writing a letter to myself, writing a letter to my inner child, my inner baby. And I actually have some journal questions for you all that you can sit and process and think about. And here they are. What are the wounds that rob you from living a pleasurable life? What is getting in the way? Where do you think your trauma is being held in your body? How does the trauma you experienced as a child impact your life now? How are your wounds bleeding onto others? And last question, knowing all that you know now, what will you do to be different and to be more embodied? And there we have it. That's all that I have for y'all today. It's short, it's quick, it's easy, it's deep, but I hope you enjoyed. Thank you so much to everyone who's tuned in. I love y'all so much. This was actually a really hard episode for me to record. I actually had to record it more than once because the last one, I was just crying throughout the whole episode. But yeah. Please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps visualize this podcast to others. Share this with a friend. Share it on your story. Just show love in any way, shape, or form. An affirmation, sending me an affirmation, messaging me what is resonating with you. And I will talk to you all in the next episode. Challenge I set for myself is to post 4 episodes in the month of July. So baby, we here. We are here and we're doing it. I love y'all so much. Mwah.